If you want to know where the coronavirus is prevalent, you can start by checking the poop. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Testing for the coronavirus is still limited and way too slow to keep ahead of the pandemic. So now dozens of cities and countries are turning to the sewers to try to find out if COVID-19 is spreading in their community. A Massachusetts-based startup called BioBot Analytics tests wastewater and raw sewage for the presence of the novel coronavirus. It started a free pilot project earlier this summer with hundreds of wastewater treatment facilities, and now some cities are starting to pay BioBot for regular monitoring. It's a branch of research called wastewater epidemiology. Dan Ackerman has been reporting on this for member station WGBH. He told me the science is new, but since cities are desperate to get a handle on the virus, it's finding new converts.
You know, a couple early studies that are not yet peer-reviewed by independent experts, so, you know, take all this with a grain of salt, but there are a couple early studies that show this wastewater data can actually be a leading indicator of reported COVID cases. So if a city is closely monitoring what's going on in their sewage, if they see a spike in COVID in that sewage, that could give them a few days to prepare for, like, maybe surge capacity in the hospitals or maybe institute a lockdown to stop it from spreading.
Can you give us some examples of cities that have used this technology so far?
In Cambridge, Massachusetts, not far from where BioBot is headquartered, their public schools district actually recently announced that their plan for the fall is to use BioBot sewage data in kind of monitoring whether or not to continue with the in-person portion of their classes. So they have named three indicators that they're going to follow, and one of those is how much COVID is in the sewage. And if that gets above a certain threshold, that might help trigger them to close down in-person schooling and move to remote only.
How accurate can it be in terms of estimating, you know, from rates in a certain amount of sewage, how do they correlate that to, you know, a number of people who might be infected?
The rate that an infected person excretes COVID in their stool is really variable. Researchers are still a long way from getting exact numbers of infected people based on the sewage data. So they're sampling raw sewage and looking for a genetic material of the coronavirus. And to be clear, this is quite different from clinical testing that would say whether an individual has COVID. BioBot is looking at a city's sewage in aggregate, so like everyone's waste mixed together. And that's a way to quickly cast a really wide net and find out how much the virus is spreading. You can get a sense of the trends of whether an outbreak is getting worse or getting better, but you still can't nail down an exact caseload. So that is one reason that we really need to continue stepping up clinical testing efforts.
Are there other companies in this space?
You know, there are a few who are starting to get into this space, but BioBot is really the leader when you look at the for-profit sector. So BioBot is a spinoff from some MIT research that's been happening over the last few years. And most of what I would call BioBot's competitors are other academic labs, so like researchers working at universities. So BioBot is kind of pioneering this wastewater epidemiology as a for-profit venture.
Are there any privacy concerns here? Like, do you have a right to your poop? Can you be identified?
Right. So the question, you know, who owns the data embedded in your excrement? And I looked into this question.
A question for the ages, really.
A question for the ages. And so far, there's not much in the way of established law on this question. I did talk to a few legal experts who said the consensus is that you lose the rights to your data once you flush it into a public sewer system. So there are some ethical concerns here. Like, you know, I don't want a private company sampling the sewer right in front of my house and learning all about me. So what BioBot's co-founder Nusha Gailey told me is that by company policy, they will only sample from places in the sewer network that mixes the sewage from at least 4,000 people. So that way the data they get is naturally anonymized because you have thousands of people's waste mixed together in there.
That's reporter Dan Ackerman. You can hear more of his reporting on sewage in APM's new podcast about water called In Deep. That's not intended to be a poop pun. And now for some related links. You'll find links at our website, marketplacetech.org, to Dan's piece on BioBot, and more reading about testing sewage to try to stay ahead of coronavirus infections. Because the thing is that testing is a lagging indicator already in this country, since most of the people who are getting tested probably already have symptoms or think they've been exposed. And research this weekend, based on a CNBC and Dynata survey of people in the U.S. who have gotten tested, shows that fully 40% of COVID tests take so long to process that they are clinically meaningless, meaning they take too long to do any contact tracing or people don't quarantine while they're waiting for the results and so potentially keep spreading the virus. While we're on the topic of data, let's also point out that the number of actual tests being performed in the U.S. is also declining, according to the COVID Tracking Project. So we might be hearing that the number of cases are going down, but say it with me, you can't manage what you don't measure. And speaking of measuring, a reminder that last month, the Trump administration directed hospitals to stop reporting daily COVID-19 data to the CDC and report it instead to a private company building a database within the Health and Human Services Department. The company, Pittsburgh-based Teletracking Technologies, got a $10 million contract to build the database. But on Saturday, the New York Times reported that when Senate Democrats asked the company in July to detail how it's processing and collecting coronavirus data, the company declined, saying it had signed a non-disclosure agreement with the U.S. government. Senators said HHS is also not responding to their questions on the topic. When the administration first announced the switch in data reporting, doctors and public health officials objected, saying the move might reduce transparency and access to crucial data about a pandemic that's not slowing down in this country. The doctor said hospitals should ideally continue to share data with the CDC as well. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.